You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Coming up next is a replay of our Sunday, December 18th Christmas service. Please enjoy the music and message from Pastor Ripley.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord that we can be in this house together, celebrate the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you ready? Are you excited about it? Praise God. Last Sunday, I spoke about Zechariah. How many remember what his name means? God remembers. You forgot. You're really listening, weren't you? Do you remember what happened? God shut his mouth, remember? Because he wouldn't have faith about what the angel told him, the angel Gabriel. And his son to be born was Yochanan, which is God is gracious. So, and as we know, John the Baptist was the forerunner to announce the birth of Yeshua, which means he is salvation. God will save. So I'm going to read to you from Luke chapter 1, verse 67. Zechariah got his voice back. And I imagine, after 9 months not being able to talk, that he had something to say. And this is what he said. His father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them." Hallelujah. "He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. For he has said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies," Yeshua, "and from the hand of all that hate us, to show us mercy and to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant and the oath he swore to our father Abraham to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him in all our days." Now, I would guess that Zechariah didn't necessarily understand to the full extent what the salvation would mean, this salvation would mean. They were looking for a king that was going to be a powerful military leader to deliver Israel. But you know what? It was so much more than that. So when we think of Jesus coming as a little baby, he was so much more than that because he conquered all the way to the cross for us to be saved, to be set free, to be reconciled to the Father. Hallelujah. So this is a foretaste, and it's a wonderful time to celebrate, and it's a wonderful time to remember, and it's a wonderful time to allow the Christmas story to come alive in our hearts. So much more than a baby in a manger, because he became a conquering king. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you that you gave us this good news. Your son came for us. And as we remember, as we proclaim, as we celebrate during this season, Lord, may this news grip our hearts afresh and anew, we pray. We pray, Lord, that we would glorify you in our hearts and in our gatherings, in our words, in our deeds. May we show love to others and express that love that you have shown to us in this time by giving us the greatest gift we could ever receive, Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Redeemer. And Lord, as we prepare to worship you today, we just want to remember Rick the barber, Andrea, Gary, Nancy's husband, and Ray, the pastor from Salmo, who's had a stroke. Lord, we lift them up to you. We pray, Lord, that you would touch them mightily. We pray that you would bless them. We pray, Lord God, that you would touch them in a special way and give them a miracle. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the miracle God. You are the God that sets us free and brings us to complete healing and freedom. We thank you also, Lord, what you did in Marv's life. We just pray that you continue to bring healing to him. And Lord, I just want to think of Irma as well. And I just ask, Lord, for a special touch for her. And your grace upon her family as they deal with the difficulty of sickness in her life as well. So we ask that you would reign in this service by your Spirit. We pray that you would just use us mightily, every single person that's serving you today. May you be glorified, Lord Jesus, because you are worthy of all glory, all honor, all praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.
Check 1, 2. There we go. In front of you, most of your benches, there's hymnals. Now, some of you are sitting in seats at the back that don't have that, so you can move here to the middle or just come and grab one. I'll give you time to do that. But we're going to be singing our carols from the hymn books. So find a hymn book and let's stand together. During our prayer time this morning, one of the things that the Lord was speaking was about listening. Listening. And that the angels were the ones who came and gave a message. And the Lord uses his people to give messages as well. So just as we're singing, Hark, the herald angels sing, let's have listening ears to what the Spirit is saying to the church this morning. Okay?
Hark, the herald angels sing.
Sorry, I didn't give you a page. It's page 66. Sorry, you guys. We'll start over in a second. Page 66 in your hymnal. Not used to this, obviously.
Joyful all ye nations, rise,
may be seated. At this time, we're going to have the Sunday school children and our ladies' Christmas choir with scriptures read by Ryan and Mariah. Breon and Mariah. Thank you.
Show so bright. T is for three. down to earth to save my soul. I thank my loving mother for teaching me that day, for now Christ has come in and made me whole. Seasons for the Christ child born upon this day, and for herald angels in the night. Our needs are Redeemer, I for Israel, S is for the star that shows the light, T is for three wise men, they did travel far, F is for the manger where he lay, A is all he stands for, S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. Yes, that's why there's a Christmas day.
Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Matthew 1, verses 21 to 23. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Jesus Christ the Lord. And John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
At this time, we're going to have a video. It's all about the cross.
It's not all about the angels who sing for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds on the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we can be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. Just about the good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures or the trophies that I've won. It's not about the righteousness that I find within. It's all about his precious blood. It's about how Jesus came to be.
Amen. It is about the cross this morning. Just want to share a few verses this morning that I think that are pertinent to what we have been singing, what we've been hearing. So if you have your Bibles, Matthew chapter 1. And I want to share for a few moments on the wonder of his birth. The wonder of his birth. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We pray that your word would have impact upon our lives. We pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to us this morning. That the Spirit of God will minister to us. That we would hear from God today. Lord, that is our desire. Before we leave this house, that we would hear from you. And Lord, we're going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. There's so much today to take us away from the true meaning of Christmas. So many diversions to take us away from this very scripture that says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That Jesus left the throne room of glory and took on human flesh. And the apostles said, we beheld his glory. Think about it this morning. God coming and dwelling in human flesh. What an amazing story we have to tell today. That God dwelt among us. He experienced many of the things that we experience. And then he was nailed to a cross and paid the penalty for your sin and my sin this morning. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child, and this is an important part of this verse, by the Holy Spirit. Jesus had no human father, as we do. And then in verse 19, and Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. I thank God this morning that his Spirit still speaks. And God desires to speak to us as he spoke to Joseph in varied ways. I'm praying that as we come to the close of this year, how many know we're so close to the end of 2022? You probably never thought you would make it to 2022. I still remember the year 2000. I remember going to Costco with my dad and mom, and it was packed. People thinking that the world was going to end when 2000 was ushered in. Some sort of a calamity was going to happen with all the computers. Do you remember that? But here we are in 2022 on the verge of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So close. So many things have happened. So many things have taken place as signs to the believer that He's coming again. Hallelujah. And I believe that if you're born again today of the Spirit of the living God, that the Holy Spirit is going to be speaking to you in ways you've never experienced before in this new year. He's going to come and He's going to visit you in a supernatural way, and He is going to speak into your spirit and declare His glory and His power and His might. Hallelujah. Amen. Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her, and here it's repeated again, is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, verse 21. And you will call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Now I want to stop here for a moment. It was read. I'm reading it again. For he will save his people from their sins. Did you know this morning that we are his people?
Hallelujah.
Thank you for one hallelujah. We have been brought from darkness into light. We are the children of God. Can somebody shout amen this morning? We are the children of God. We have been born again of the Spirit. Now we know God has a plan for Israel, for that nation, that tiny nation. But we've been engrafted in. We have become part of Christ. And the Bible says we have been saved from the penalty of sin. Every one of us was born a sinner, shapen in iniquity. There are none righteous, no, not one. Every person born on this planet needs a Savior, and I want to declare Him to be Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. We were all destined for hell. But Jesus died on that cross, shed His blood, that when we ask for forgiveness, when we admit that we are sinners, when we receive Him into our lives, that sin is removed. In the name of Jesus, as far as the east is from the west, it is washed away. We are purified. We are saved from the power of sin. The grip of sin. And I know there are believers even here this morning that are struggling. Maybe there's some vice in your life that's taken hold of you. I can name one this morning, and it is fear. It is fear. Some are battling with lust. But let me tell you this morning that when Jesus died on that cross, we died with Him.
Sin no longer has dominion over me, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am free from the power and the grip of sin. Hallelujah! I don't think we fully comprehend all that Jesus did for us. And I know many believers say, well, you know, that's just my lot in life, to deal and be always bound and struggling. No, God has declared you to be a victor. Hallelujah. The Bible declares you to be an overcomer. Come on, somebody. We have the blood. We have been freed. We are the King's children. Hallelujah. No, I don't mean that in an arrogant way. But I mean that in a declaration, a declarative way, that God has lifted us up out of the ash heap of sin. We can live above it. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean that we're perfect, but we don't need to be gripped and oppressed by the devil. In fact, we have authority over Satan and every demonic power. We have been saved from the presence of sin. Did you know one day we are going to be with Him in glory? And I want to say this morning, there will be no sin in heaven. I want to say it again. There will be no sin in heaven. Amen. I want to say it again. There will be no sin in heaven. Amen. No more sickness. Although I do believe that God wants to do more healings even here and now. The Bible says in verse 22, now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. In this instance, it's Isaiah, 700 years before the birth of Christ. The prophecy was given. So many other prophecies. If you read the Old Testament, you're going to see one after the other declaring the coming of the Messiah. Oh, He wasn't born in a mansion. All the Jews were expecting someone coming riding on a horse, carrying a sword, liberating them from the oppression of the Romans. But Jesus didn't come to do that. He came to free you inside. He came to liberate your soul. Free your spirit. And this is the prophecy that Isaiah gave. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son. They shall call His name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Now I know the Jehovah Witnesses don't believe what I'm going to say. And the Mormons don't believe what I'm going to declare right now. But in John 8:58, as Jesus was debating with the scribes and the Pharisees, He said, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Therefore declaring Him to be God Almighty in the flesh. Oh, what a statement Jesus made. Moses said to God, who should I say is sending us? God said, I am that I am. Tell them I am that I am is sending you. He ever was. He ever is. He ever shall be. Oh, glory to God. Your mind can't even fathom what I just said. Hallelujah. He ever was. He ever is. He ever shall be. Glory to God.
You know, when I was holding my granddaughter in my arms, I thought about Mary. Can you imagine holding Jesus in your arms? God Himself. There He is, not in a mansion, like I said, but in a humble stable, born among the animals. Thank you, Rex. There He is, God Himself. Think about it this morning. He was bruised for your iniquities. With His stripes we are healed. And Joseph awoke from his sleep. And you know what? I think we should underline verse 24. Double underline it. Triple underline it. Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. Pastor Raff was talking about Zechariah last week, who questioned what the angel said, and he became mute. Could not speak. But here, Joseph did exactly as he was told, as he was commanded through the angel of the Lord. That's what we need to do. Constantly be obedient to God in all that He asks us to do. And he took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. I don't know where you are in your walk with the Lord this morning, but you need to have Jesus in your heart. You need to make sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that you've given your life over to God. That's what matters. It's not about which church you attend. That won't save you. But it's whether you have Jesus in your heart. Whether you've committed and surrendered your life over to Him. And you're following Him with all your heart and with all your soul. And with all your mind. Will you bow with me in prayer? Father, we just thank You today for Your precious word. We pray if anyone here this morning has yet to give their lives, their heart over to You, that they'll do it today. Father, if we call upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. We need to be saved, Lord. We need to be redeemed from the power and penalty of sin. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be redeemed. Father, I pray that during this season, we would remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. And we would focus on Him. And I'll ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's turn to page 74. Can you hear me? Let's stand together and sing. Away in a manger.
Away in a manger, no grief or rest.
Father, we just thank you for this service. We thank you for the time that you've given us just to be in your presence. We pray as we spend some time in fellowship together that you will bless it. Father, that you would just bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you give Jesus a clap offering this morning? God bless each and every one of you. We're going to
thank you for tuning in. Have a Merry Christmas and God bless.